Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Wow, thank you everybody. I guess we're all kind of loving that Wednesday state of mind. But yeah, I feel like it's time to party too. Anyway, welcome to the show. I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so.
I'm going to go up, check.
Joining me, sitting here, our techie guy, you could say, our all-around everything. He's with you in the Facebook Live room as your master ceremonies or whatever you want to call
moderator.
Yes, he's there. And the show page is called Psychic Love Doctor Show, in case you'd like to watch us live, in action, doing what we do. So this is Jimbo Baggins. Yes, it is. He's right now op-checking the show, yes. So we are in full go.
And we did some modifications to our sound hardware here, and I think we have narrowed it down. It sounded picture perfect.
Oh, I like it. I like the sound
crystal
of that.
Clear as web, whatever that means.
For those of you that may be new and just now joining us for the first time, let me clarify that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. I am not using tarot, not oracle cards, not any other system out there. And there are some extremely beautiful psychic reading systems. I have nothing bad to say about anything about them.
Right?
Mainly because I haven't studied them.
Well, they're different. Not everybody can do everything.
Right.
Nobody can be an expert at every single thing. I don't care what they think.
How true that is, Jimbo.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's better to focus on the one thing and know it inside and out than just know a little bit about everything.
Well, and over the years, I really wanted to focus on this. What my grandmother had taught me, because I was afraid if I started studying that one and this one over here, I was going to have it not be pure insight, that other systems would somehow bleed into the material.
Or you just might not be that good at any one of them, just okay.
That's very
possibly
true.
I just...
So I want to mention that I am the only living subject matter expert of personal prophecy. And soon you're going to hear that my PPU, it's the Personal Prophecy University, will be open. It's going to start with strictly my lessons to teach you how to become as much of an expert as you'd like to be. And as the only living, master of this method, I'm able to credential you as an official practitioner of this method. But we'll talk about all that later. Right now, I'd like to pass the torch to Jimbo.
Jimbo torch. Yep. All right. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer. A lot of places have disclaimers, and that's the world we live in today. You have to have disclaimers. And it's for your own benefit, too. We don't want you doing anything drastically crazy, even if you're a first-time caller or call in forever. Don't go crazy when you have a reading, good or bad, because it can change. Things can change. You need lots of stuff. Let's see here. Also, if you're international, and I think we have Karen from the UK is here.
Karen, good to have you.
And Mike from the UK.
And Mike, good to have you too.
The British invasion has begun.
I tell you, you people are so, I don't know what would be an expression. Just regulars.
They're
from
dedicated.
The word go.
They're dedicated.
And if any of you know a platform over where you live that we might fit right into, please let us know. We would love to expand our range.
And I am about to continue discussing reading stuff because I know Karen wanted a reading. And
yeah.
Stand by, Karen. We're going to talk about how to get a reading, y'all. I think she seems – I don't recognize her name. Karen.
Karen.
From the UK. I just gave
yes.
her an international
oh, right.
shout-out. I gave her the international shout-out.
You
mic.
Must be new with us.
I think she's new, so I will explain. First of all, the primary means to call in is the phone, simple phone. Of course, everybody got a cell phone today, but anyway – and that number is 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call in or Skype in. You can Skype. I learned that just this year. Excuse me. I'm a little froggy, which is better than the nasal thing, you know, the nose. I'd rather be froggy. When you call in, you'll hear an automated massage. You know, we've got some people on hold, so they're
automatic,
you know,
what?
A massage, a message, a massage. You're a message that says, hey, you're going to go on hold, and you can hear the show. You will hear the show. That means everything is working perfectly. We have a list of callers, physical, visual, on our eyeballs. It's not the IRS where you go into some swamp, fog land, and you get lost forever, and they never even know you're there.
I've been there.
We know you're there. I'm keeping track of you on a Word file because sometimes they don't sort it in the proper order of who came first, but I keep track of that. When we take your calls, please get off that speakerphone. Get off that Bluetooth if safety and the laws permit. But you can still do other things even if you have to stay on those speakerphones and Bluetooth. Watch your background noises. Minimize them. Park yourself. Don't multitask and run around. Go crazy. You got bring your car and listen to the radio. You got to kill that sucker. If you've got – sometimes we have people that call in and they also have the show up on Facebook. You got to turn the volume down. Anything around you. Volume down, background noises, all that stuff. Now, also – since we have somebody in here trying to be a scammer that I will ban forever, don't go away. The folks that cannot call in, and most of them are international, but occasionally somebody can domestically for one reason or another, we will open the floor to a Facebook Messenger reading call. It's like a call, but it's through Messenger instead of the phone. And you can do that because you obviously have internet because you are talking to me. But you need to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Apparently.
And you need to wait till we open that floor, the door, the floor door, the door floor. When we say Messenger now, that's when you do it. Don't do it any other time. Don't try to guess when the right time to do it because it doesn't have a hold system, Messenger. We're using the portal. It's a tabletop device. We have to just say, we have to hang up basically until we're ready for you. But we will work you folks in if you can be patient. We shall do so. And I think the time has come for all good men to start doing readings. And women, too.
How does that go from typing? The time has come for all good men.
To come to the aid of their country?
Yes.
But I don't know about typing. That's a real quote.
And what was the other one? The
Revolutionary
red fox?
War.
Huh? Something about a red fox jumped over a fence. Or...
that's a real typing one.
Yeah.
The other one is an actual historical quote.
Is it? Somebody said that?
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the country. That was during the pre-Revolutionary War stuff. Anyway.
All right.
We're going to go to up northeast, area code 203 in Connecticut. I have to turn you on or you cannot talk. But
hi there.
Sorry, I didn't touch your microphone on yet. I'm a jerkwad.
Did you know?
203, welcome to the show. You're calling number one. Thank you, Connecticut.
Hello there.
Thank you.
What
hi,
is your name?
This is, it's Pat. Hi, Deborah and Jimbo.
Hi.
It's Pat and my fans just gave you a kiss.
Oh, how sweet. How are you?
I'm okay. We talked very briefly at the end of the show a few shows ago. You talked about money, you know, be careful with money, which was totally appropriate because I've got many, many, many bills right now, and I'm handling it pretty well. Hopefully that's what you saw and not more coming in. But I want to ask you about something I want to spend some money on.
Okay.
These are called magnets. It's a particular company. I have these circular magnets for years and years and years, and they're really amazing for pain. And I found some on eBay, and I thought maybe I should grab some more because they don't make these anymore, these particular ones. I got a bunch of questions. And then they have a grounding pad, which is, I don't know if you know about this, but people say these grounding pads help you and make you feel like you're at the beach walking barefoot in the woods. It does something to you electrically or
Wow. And, but sounds very helpful.
Well, they've got one half the price on eBay. It's brand new, and I was thinking one for my dog, for me, for my son. I'm also thinking of magnets for my son. There's a big one that's not, huh?
You're talking magnets.
They're magnets, and they're really amazing how they work. They're great with taking away pain. So there's a vest that's filled with magnets. There's a patch to put on your back. My son's back goes out often because he broke it years ago, and under stress it goes out on him. So that's not cheap, but they do have also new discs, and they're more powerful. And I'm just wondering if you think any of these things will help. If you say yes, then I'll ask you about particular ones.
Pat, we're going to have to go with the one big question.
The one big question, we can't, on this show, you can call back other shows if you want to individualize it. But we'll start with this question because we have other callers.
Okay.
So I think the most important question is the first one. Are these products something that you should get into? I think that's the
where
first
I'm starting.
Question.
Yeah.
That is the most important question that leads to the other questions. So the cards are going down.
I'm going to say absolutely, and especially for your son. There's a lot of healing that will happen for him and for you too. And you know what I say? Try everything. I mean, if you have to.
Because I was doing other stuff. You actually have used some of these products yourself, correct?
Yes, I have some from years ago that I've
and
displayed.
And you were very satisfied, correct?
Yeah. And
they do.
They have new
big time. Yeah, go ahead.
They have new ones which are more powerful. And if I could just ask, should I invest in that grounding pad for all of us? For the, like electric that's all around us that gets us messed up. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I am seeing a resounding yes.
Good.
Cool. Yeah, it's definitely putting you in the right direction toward healing and for your son.
Gone on the internet to see what user reviews have to say about these things?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jim.
See what the other folks have to say.
Oh, I have, but you never know if it's real or not,
Well, there are some reputable sites where the reviews you can trust, I think Google, the ones. If it's on the blob.com or something, I'm not going to trust that. But if it's a reputable site, usually the first 3-4 on your list, I would go look at the reviews. You can trust those, I believe. And I'm just saying, do your homework. And you said you already did, so that's good.
The new mini ones that they say are more powerful, is that worthwhile to go after those?
I believe that.
I probably, technology improves. Remember, look at the size of the TV. And computer monitors years ago, things are getting smaller and more powerful nowadays. So it sounds logical, but I don't have any research. But
we go to your angel card reading, Pat, I wanted to ask you: is your daughter-in-law pregnant?
I know. I'm keeping this to myself. I'm trying to keep my mouth quiet. I'm wondering. I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet, but I absolutely believe.
I'm seeing it. But
you're fantastic.
Well, wait now. Thing is, I'm not sure she's going to be able to hang on to it. And a miscarriage is so devastating. I've had two when I was very young. And it's a syndrome that it leads to called empty arms. And some women can get extremely depressed. Now, the other way we could go on this is, the baby will be fine, but she may have some issues with, what is it called?
Postpartum depression?
No, before that. Prenatal diabetes.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
And they want to prevent preeclampsia. So she may have trouble with the first one.
She was in the hospital a number of times with real high blood pressure.
That's common.
Oh yeah,
that is common, high blood pressure.
So I want to lean toward it'll be her again with issues. And you know what?
Yeah,
I think that's going to bring the two of you much closer together. You know, your daughter-in-law, she feels bad after she's seen you, and she's either been snippy or indifferent, and then she says to herself, why do I have to act that way? You know, that woman loves her. So anyway, Jim needs you to get your angel card and stay in touch with us.
Stand by for your angel card reading, and I'm very consistent. I always forget to talk about this before the show starts. Always, 100%. But I'll take opportunity now. At the end of your reading with Deborah, and end means E-N-D, and I mean, when you hear that little harp, doesn't mean keep asking questions. It means we're getting ready to go to another caller, but you're going to get an angel card reading going out the door. And here is yours. Crystal Clear Intentions is the subject. Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael.
Gotta love him.
Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Yes, and he's got a big sword.
Yeah, he doesn't carry that little dagger.
No,
one of those big broadsword suckers. That
that's
gotta be
right.
You got to have some strength to lift that something. All right.
Yeah, so Pat, yes, invest in those. They're really going to help. And if somebody out there is saying, oh, rubbish, it's all, you know, psychosomatic, if it is and it works, who cares?
I don't give it. I don't give a damn if somebody gives me an M&M and tells me it's the best pain pill ever and I lose pain. I'm happy then.
That's right.
Keep tricking me.
As long as
that pain goes away, I'm okay with the placebo.
So, Pat, take care.
Thank
we love you
both. Love you both. I love you,
love you too.
Thank you for holding and being the first caller.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Thank you.
Also, I want to let everybody know we do not hang up on you. We put you back on hold. Because if you want to continue to listen to the show on the phone, I thought I would swap the words around, but I didn't. If you want to continue to listen to the show while you're on the phone, we have no problem with that. I can leave you on hold. I know that I won't get mixed up and think you're a new caller. It's very clear. And then if you want to hang up, I'll let you hang up on your own. But I don't want to hang up on somebody and they really wanted to listen to the show. I was doing that early on. I'm a dickweed.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. I was a doofus. I thought that was protocol. And then somebody actually said, hey, can I continue to listen to the show? I was like, oh, that's a good point. Somebody actually requested it. Probably somebody hung up on before one of the earlier shows we'd started. Well, speaking of shows, here goes. What should we do? I just got the mic. It was funny. He said something funny. I'll react anyway. Who's our next caller? Oh,
it's
going to be area code 306, which is in, international, Canada.
Saskatchewan.
Welcome to the show, Canada.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello?
How are you doing?
International shout out.
All right.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it. We've talked with you before, I think. Pretty sure.
Yes, you have. It was usually about my son.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. So, Nancy, tell me how things are going and what your question is for your reading.
No, my question is my health. I'm always lightheaded, dizzy, stomach always a little bit hurting.
Have you been to the doctor?
Yeah, that's
at all.
Very important.
I was at emergency on Saturday night. Took like 5 hours.
Oh, I gotta love that.
Oh, I know. You know, if your heart's not kicking off or you have a stroke or something, you're waiting.
So tell me, was it about this particular issue?
Oh, just the lightheadedness and the dizziness and the vomiting and stuff like that on Saturday.
Okay.
Pretty important to get checked out.
Now, the first thing I have to tell you is
they checked my heart rhythm on Saturday and my blood work on Saturday, and they were fine.
Okay. Now, I have to remind everybody, Jim and I do not have the credentials to be doctors of medicine
or
psychiatry.
Any kind of professional stuff. Yeah. We don't have any contractor's license, legal license.
Yeah. But right away, what came to mind to me, Nancy, are ear crystals. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Causes a vertigo type thing.
My sister suffers with them. Something terrible. and it, you get that dizziness.
Yeah, the vertigo
she
feeling.
She vomits. Right? Yeah. Not so much about the stomach upset.
Well, a lot of people get that from the dizziness.
Yeah,
though.
Could
so
be
that
anxiety.
It depends on the person.
Right.
That, you know, I've heard of people at work having that stuff too, and it wasn't from ear crystals, but it's still something up in that area, and they get that imbalance gets so bad, it's like, can't drive a car, can't do any of that stuff.
No, and so my personal opinion, it's my opinion, okay, is that I'm going to lay your cards out for confirmation, but I'm getting the feeling that this isn't easy. Six.
Yeah, and you know, the emergency room just wants to make sure you're not going to die. You have
yeah.
something that you're going to die. They're not going to worry about diagnosing your long-term problem with ear crystals or anything. They just want to say, all right, your heart's fine. You know, you don't have a stroke. They want to make sure that you are going to be able to walk out and live for a while.
Yeah,
they got other people to do.
Well, they're there, as I'm sure Mike would attest. Isn't he a
paramedic? Nurse.
Or nurse.
But, I mean, they're there. It's a trauma place. It's not a general doctor
yeah.
place. You know, people abuse the emergency rooms a lot, but they have to see everybody that comes. You know, like, little Bobby's got the sniffles. Well, don't bring his damn ass to the emergency
room.
Well,
you never know if that might escalate with a little kid into something, you know, bigger. Flu can kill children, you know. Well, I'm just saying.
It depends on the age, first of all.
You're
right?
Being a
and
little
the,
bit
and
sarcastic.
And the health. No, I've been in an emergency room with serious
yeah.
injuries, and I'm sitting there, and I hear these kids screaming behind me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not thinking good thoughts.
Well, they're not happy because they don't feel well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm not
and,
happy because I'm sitting
and
there.
But, Jim, it can be an ear infection, which can get very serious. You know, oh, see, he's poo-pooing all that.
I'm sitting there holding my wrist because it's broken so bad I'm holding it together.
Just like a man.
You know, I'm just saying. I remember that. These kids are...
She's laughing.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to find it. Go ahead, honey. Were you going to say something? Nancy?
No, I was just thinking about a comedy show where it was a man, you know, dying because he had a man cold and the woman's like more sick and they take the man because it's a
yeah.
man cold.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman is working her tail off.
Yeah.
Taking care of the kids and doing this. The man is sitting there saying he's dying. Yeah. All right. Good news for
anyway,
you, Nancy.
Ahead.
These cards say yes. It may take a visit to your primary physician to discuss it, but I think you're going to find out it's pretty common, what the vertigo. And also,
yeah.
just wondering, are you...
I was told I've had vertigo before, but on Saturday night at the emergency hospital,
yeah.
they said exhaustion.
Well, let me ask you. I hate to ask because it seems so intrusive, but how old are you?
Ish.
Yeah.
57.
My exact age.
So have you been you've been through menopause?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those symptoms I have. I'm 65. And all of the symptoms that I'll tell Jim some days before we do the show, I'll say, you know what, my head is kind of spinning. Or I'm having odd sensations. But it wouldn't hurt to see a doctor and maybe give you a little...
You have to see a doctor.
No medication.
You have no reason need to put up with it. Now, it could be a lot of so many different things. That's why you start with your general practitioner.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not in Canada. But like my dad had it. Remember, he had that bunch of issues for the longest time, and they pumped the full antibiotics. It was some kind of barely detectable inner ear infection. That, you know, it's just so many weird things.
Just got to, you know, get it checked out.
You know, and plus, typically there's like less than a 1% chance it's something serious, so you got to get it checked out.
And you know what? If you go to the emergency room or something like you went, tell them your heart is palpitating because you get triaged right to the front of the list.
We did not actually officially say that. Any of the emergency room practitioners and trauma people, don't put a hit squad on them.
Yeah, please don't, but I'm just saying.
Well, I've had it before.
Okay.
And it just never lasted. Like my first bout this year was in middle of August, and today's the first day that I've actually been feeling decent.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We're getting ready. We're rolling into flu season, so that's not going to make things any better either.
Yeah. All right. Jim's going to hit you with a...
It
wants to
may
come
or
out.
May not have anything to do with anything we're talking about right now, or it may because there was another situation. Your angel card reading... Whoops.
Gotta have the heart.
A little late on the heart there. Anyway, your angel card reading subject is nurture.
Nurture.
Archangel Gabriel, another big dog.
Mm-hmm.
As you nurture, of course, all archangels are, that's kind of redundant, I guess. But anyway, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
Exactly.
So you got to, she's trying to nurture herself. I mean, you have to. You got to take care of yourself. You got to get rid of that crap or at least figure out what the deal is.
So it doesn't escalate into something else.
Sure, because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's,
yeah, I've been taking the gravel and other stuff, and I don't normally take any of those kinds of medicines.
What was it?
Gravel.
Is that for,
for your stomach?
Oh.
Nausea. I don't normally
to
take
God,
like that.
It sounded like gravel.
I swear to God, an RN coming on speaker, you sound
gravel.
Like you're saying gravel.
Gravel.
Yeah,
yeah,
gravel.
Okay.
It's like for your, for nausea.
How do you spell it?
Gravol.
Oh, okay, gravel. I got you. Well,
all right.
It sounds like the other stuff, which is a bunch of rocks. Okay, we got you. All right.
You know, we come from
I guess
Minnesota.
You guys don't have that.
No, well, we likely do, but
we we just don't explore a lot of stuff. We haven't had a lot of stomach issues in this house.
You know what
knock
works
on wood.
Really
I don't
works.
Normally either. Like I said, I don't usually take stuff like that.
We're going to have to file that away.
Like, I don't take
if you'd like to take something more natural, and this comes from our homeland in Minnesota, that, you know, remember, old-time medicine often was the best medicine.
That's all they had back in the day.
I'm into that kind of stuff now.
Well, here you go. This may be right up your alley. And if you need to, you can flavor it. It's fermented sauerkraut or just drinking the juice.
But you have to make sure it's the real stuff.
Yeah, it has to. It can't be.
Do Google research on it. It might be just crap that they threw some stuff together with vinegar and shook it up or something.
No, the one I buy is called Bubby's. They have spicy and regular. But it is fermented. And it is $9 or $10 a jar. But, oh, my gosh, and Jim will tell you, I've even been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis in the past. But that sauerkraut stuff, boy, I'll tell you, it puts it in check for me. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't like sauerkraut, oh, my gosh, you can add honey to it.
Brown sugar is a popular additive.
Yes.
Yes, brown sugar for
and
people
totally
that don't like
it. And it totally changes.
It knocks the sourness. A lot of people do that.
Or you can put it in a soup.
Well, on YouTube, I found a recipe for something called fire cider.
Oh.
And it's
fire
like fire cider. Yeah. It's got turmeric, onion, ginger, jalapeno pepper, lemon.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Apple cider vinegar with the mother.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
there's
yes.
Your apples. Wow.
That's my favorite. I love
it.
I can drink that straight.
I hate vinegar.
Yeah. Well, you can doctor it up so it's something else.
Just the smell.
With honey. And,
oh, geez.
Honey. And, oh, and garlic in it, too.
Do you drink it or eat it when you aren't feeling
cider.
Well or just for... Whenever?
You can take a little bit of every day or just like a teaspoon or something.
Well, that sounds like something I would be really interested in.
Yeah, it does for you. Well, I tell you, man, that's tough.
It's powerful stuff for your immune system.
Yeah, it's either going to make you
or
break
powerful.
Well, honey, I'm glad you called us. A lot of people
awesome.
Out there, I can feel, are reacting to your call. Thinking to themselves, I have that too. I'm suffering like that.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of people that have.
Everybody
that.
Needs to know there is no silly question. They're all, you know, valid and relevant.
Yeah, if it's a real question. Now, if you're one of those scammers or weird people we had the other night.
Oh, we had a
Monday
bad
show.
One the other night.
On Monday show, we had a jackwad on there that, and there was no. since it's not FCC radio stuff, they didn't have to have a delay, so he got to say his little
stuff. You know what's
stuff.
Funny? We never have women who call up and say disgusting things like that.
Anyway, we're going to say good night, and I'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the show if you desire. Thank you so much, and call again.
Yes, Nancy, please.
From
and
Canada.
And get better, please.
Yeah, definitely. You can't ignore that.
No.
You know, even if it's minor, it could be the tip of an iceberg. It's a tiny percent. It could be the tip of an iceberg or something bad or something that's going to get worse.
Right, exactly.
So if I start having minor little episodes of dizziness, nausea and stuff, I got to get that looked at because it's not going to get better on its own, typically.
Well, it's like Jane Fonda has come out and said she has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. My own father died of that. And the prognosis is that because it was caught early, she has very good chances for recovery.
Now, I don't know a lot about that stuff. Why is it always not? Is there Hodgkin's lymphoma? Because they always keep talking non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It's a good question, isn't it?
That's the only one
Maybe
I hear about.
There's a component.
That's
something.
The only thing I hear about is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's like, what about Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, there used to be references to Hodgkin's disease.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So it must be something different. Anyway, I never bothered to look it up, so I guess I don't care that much.
All right.
We're hit the hump point here a little bit, so we're going to give that disclaimer. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. What else do I want to say? The international folks. We had a caller. We have viewers. Let us know. We'll give you a shout-out because we respect.
And remember.
Respect.
It's beard. What is it?
It's national. We didn't talk. It's National Beer Day. Now, obviously, it's national means our country, but I think everybody around this globe can respect the beer.
Well, in other countries, maybe they don't need a day to acknowledge it because they drink it all the time.
They've been making beer so long ago. It's before recorded recipes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Before recorded recipes.
Weren't the monks making it?
Oh, that's recorded history.
Yeah.
So the Egyptians were making it back when they were building pyramids and stuff.
Wow.
Using whatever stuff they had there, so it wasn't like the traditional stuff we see here. But anyway, it's not a history show, is it?
No, it's not.
The fair is a reading show, and I'll talk to the Facebook folks. Chat is quicker. I think we're going to area code 310. Let me turn that on because I haven't kicked them on yet. 310, California. Welcome to the show, 310.
Hello, and who are we speaking to?
Yes, hi. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Have we spoken
And I'm
with
actually,
you? Yes,
no, I'm a newbie.
Oh, we love newbies here.
Wow, I thought this was somebody I knew. Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you actually not in California? You just have that area?
No,
code?
I'm in Oklahoma right now.
Oklahoma. Okay, all right, cool.
Yes. All right, well, tell us, as a new person, you can give us a few details about your situation and then your question for your reading.
Well, I'm just curious if you see me moving back to California.
Okay. Is that your heart's desire to go back?
Well, it's always kind of been there. So, and I was hoping coming back to Oklahoma would bring me happiness, but I'm not really finding it so far. So,
you know, that seems like quite a difference in culture to go from,
yeah,
you know.
I'm from Oklahoma, though.
Oh, okay. So you're born and raised.
Yeah, I got a friend I worked with that, you know, he's working somewhere else, but he was from born and raised in Oklahoma, too.
Well, it seems like a very nice state.
Yeah, he was just like me. He was a guy that I would know that he was from some, you know, some people are a little different depending on what state they're from and what culture they grew up in.
Yeah.
He was not a redneck by any nature.
Which,
you know,
neither am I. Actually, everyone thought I was from California.
Oh.
But, you know, any kind of decent-sized state typically has people that live in the cities and then have people that live out in the country that are rednecks. So there's really rednecks almost in any kind of state that's not bigger than your hand, you know.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oklahoma's got them. Wisconsin's got them. Minnesota's got them. Florida, Georgia's got them. Rednecks are everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is absolutely no question in your reading that you are going definitely back to California. Definitely. So
that's what I thought.
It's going to be a great move for you. Not that there's anything wrong with Oklahoma.
No. No.
But I feel that your heart kind of lies.
Home of the Women's College World Series.
Well, that's where you are destined to go, is back there. And, oh, life is really going to pick up for you there. New friends, new experiences, just all kinds of new. So I think that you'll be very happy, no regrets, once you get back there.
See, it's going to be a move that will be financially beneficial.
Are you married or in a long-term relationship?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to say good, because you definitely have one coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
It's under what will surprise you, which is always containing surprising insights. I'm going to say it will not be long. This is someone you will meet through work. Work is highlighted
work.
And this, the two of you are going to really hit it off. You're going to click. And if you come back for more readings, Susan, it's very likely we can pinpoint him right down to what you'll feel when you meet, and you'll say, yep, this is the one. Yep, I've done it myself. It took 2 years for my late husband to come through in real life.
Real time.
But I knew all about him by the time he got there, and I just knew that he was the one.
Wow.
Yes, so you've got big surprises ahead for you. All right, let's
Yay.
Do it. Yeah, now angel time.
Angel card reading time before you depart. Subject is clairvoyance.
Mm.
Archangel Raziel, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It is. You're going to know it when you see it.
You know, that's so awesome.
Well, I can't wait to hear the news from you. Now, it has the Three of Clubs attached to it. When I teach this card, I tell my students, imagine an event to be like a ball that is soaring through space. It's coming to you. And the thing is, you can't miss it. You can't, it's not like catching a bus or a plane, you know, or being in the right place at the right time. It will come in its own way and time.
Whether you like it or not.
And when that ball comes to you, you'll have the pre-knowledge to reach out and grab it and say, gotcha.
Coolness.
Yeah.
We like it.
We do. So you take care.
Oh, I love it too.
Don't be a stranger.
No, keep on calling back. We do lots of shows.
Yeah.
Some people think they should, I just called yesterday, I can't call today. You can call every single day.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's how I built a connection with you, intuitively and spiritually.
Yeah.
So that eventually, after a few readings, you can just call in and say, could I just have a general reading or some of them call it a checkup.
Yeah, checkup. Or sometimes you already have a saga that or a big
Yeah.
deep problem that you're working on, and you go, okay, can I get some more insight into what we talked about last time?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You're welcome. Just follow us on the blog talk.
I will. Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
This is great.
Thank you very much.
All of you are amazing, too. We just love doing this. So take care and have the rest of your week be a good one.
You have a good one. I'm putting you back on hold.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you.
All right. She's back on hold. If she wants to listen to the show, she can hang on. Sloopy and Sloopy, hang on. All right. Let's see who our next caller is. That's a very familiar area. But we've had two or three people from that area because it's a big state.
Where's it from?
It is area code 347, which is New York.
New York.
Welcome. Come on. You are live now. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi, Jimbo. Hi, Beverly. This is Tamika.
Tamika.
You know, I think it was yesterday we had somebody from 347 who was not Tamika.
And we thought it was you.
And I was wrong. But you know what?
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys a break.
Oh,
we don't need a break, but you know, you might have to give yourself a break. I mean, this area code, look where it is.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So there's a gazillion people that use this area code.
Yeah.
So it would be foolish of me to assume.
So tell us, how are things going?
Well, the one that kept Frank, the scaredy cat, he finally said a sentence today. I woke up and I saw a sentence.
Oh, my God.
From him, but I didn't want to answer him. Like, I didn't want to, I just don't like that he acted so cowardly for all the time. I don't know if I'll change my mind when I'm gone, but I just, even though he finally said a sentence, he said, how's your summer? How was your summer? But I just, I would have died for that, like, 9 months
yeah.
ago or a year ago, but
you know,
I just didn't, and
you know,
I don't know, and I still am thinking about.
Why do, you know, you could help him out a little bit by, you know, pointing out to him that he's lame with these emojis when you get all those, and then a question that just seems so, so, what would you call it, like, yeah, blah. Yes. So, you know, you could very nicely, if you wanted to, you could even tell him the truth. Hey, that would have been a great message a couple of months ago. And, you know, maybe give him a tip or two.
I think I will eventually, when all this dust settles around me, like with my home and what's going on in my heart towards Aris and everything. But I think eventually when I'm gone, I probably will communicate back with him, but it'll be definitely too little too late, because he just came across as like such a coward to me. And, you know, and also the reason I walked away and stopped talking to him in the first place is because he wasn't, I felt stepping up, and he disappointed me and made me waste my time with him. So I just don't know if you guys saw me, if he changed, or again, like what you see with Aris or anything. Is
okay.
I've
yes.
been nonstop thinking about him, and I
have
hate
you
it. No, and I hate that I'm even still thinking about him.
Yeah, I mean, we understand, because the heart is the heart, and the brain and the heart sometimes never want to get along. But hopefully you can somehow maybe find a resolution that is going to make you not have conflict
well,
within yourself, which sounds very psychiatrically stupid. But
if you really want this man, I would use every single time he comes on my mind as a moment for some law of attraction. And I would send out, it would be like, I would imagine a laser beam going right to him, hitting him in the head, and saying, I would be manifesting saying, you are going to realize I am the one for you, and you belong with me. I would send that every time it comes on my mind. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe in the old law of attraction, but I've seen way too many instances, even in my own life, where it has, you know, been almost like a miracle. But, I mean, it would, that way, instead of trying to make yourself forget him, you put it to good use. I'm just suggesting.
Yeah.
Suggesting.
All we can do is throw suggestions, but everybody's got to figure that out on their own, kind of, sort of. It sucks.
So,
it sucks.
Right.
It sucks.
My gosh, girl, you got a lot of men here.
hopefully they're not all butt hurt.
Like, no, hopefully. One, two, three, four. Five men, which usually will mean many more than five. They're just representative.
Yeah, she only has so many cards that can depict men. So, you know, I mean, unless you got a weird deck of cards, you know, too many face cards.
I'd like to ask you, did you go out with Frank, like out to dinners and things like that with Frank?
No, we never did. That's why I ended up walking away from him, because he just was so resistant to us doing that. He just wanted to try to treat it like a hookup thing, and I was just getting so offended after a while. And I just was like, yeah, right. Like, I'm not, who do you think you are? Like, I just, and he hurt my feelings, because I had a lot of feelings for him. He
well,
got everything,
you,
but I would, you know.
He's revealing in this reading that now he would be a much better dating partner for you, because he's actually got some money, and what it seemed like, he didn't have disposable income. And he, and a lot of guys will tell me that we women are expensive, you know, we don't want to go to the sonic
and
driving.
It's not even, you know what it is, and it's not even the woman's fault half the time.
Yeah,
it's the guy. I've done that before. It's like, no, we're gonna do this. We're going to go do this. I'm going to pay for this. And they don't even request it. It's just what we want to do.
Well,
it
shows you as being such a gentleman.
Yeah, we don't want to look like
jerkwads
and say, hey, we're going to McDonald's and we're going to split the bill there. You got that? You know, we don't want that.
Because right away we're going to think, cheese.
Yep. You want fries? You ain't going to supersize. You're paying for that.
And I've actually even had a guy, this is very long ago, but this guy long ago said to me, I'd like to take you out, but I wondered if you'd rather go for this arrangement. How about if I give you the money for the dinner and you just hop in the sack with me? And I was like, do I really look like a hoe? Am I acting like a hoe? You know,
I don't know that I would have been nice to that person.
I just looked at him. Well, guess what? About a year and a half later, he ended up in a mental institution.
Oh, shocking.
So he already wasn't firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, he was missing a few marbles.
But that seems like the height of cheapness.
That's, I'd be like, come on, dude, really.
So the other guy, man whore number one.
Harris?
Yes, Harris.
He is so trying to avoid you and keep you off his mind.
That's why he's the emoji guy, right? No actual
no,
physical.
That's not right.
He's not.
Oh, I got him backwards.
Frank,
my bad, as far as the emoji people. My bad.
But you are going to hear more from him, I believe, once you have relocated to Florida. But you had a,
so
awesome. It's crazy.
Yeah. Has he seen other women? Is that why? I keep thinking that.
Oh, he's got a stable. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
and
boy.
And until this guy gets over himself, I mean, he's full of himself.
Not every guy does, though.
No, but he is.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And I think it actually comes from insecurity.
Yeah, but that's not her problem. She doesn't necessarily have to be a victim here.
No, and she's doing the right thing because the winning move is not to play right now, Tamika, because he'll just put you right in that stable.
Sure, and he could come back and say, I am a reformed person. It could be like an alcoholic that has one day clean. That doesn't mean anything.
No, but I think that you are showing him that there are women of quality that just aren't going to fall for his charm.
Like
and his
women of the most quality.
Yes. So even as hard as it might be, because I think you really desire him.
She said it, basically.
But you want feelings behind
she's
that.
Kind of pissed off at herself.
Right.
And
we understand.
He's not ready emotionally. And he's, you know, some of these men have that toy that they just can't stop playing with, and they need a pal to help them play with their toy.
I don't know
toy.
If pal is the right word.
Well,
to
what
use.
Would you call it?
A Bronx brown cow. If you want to say pal, what's the other word? The F buddy.
F. How about F struck? I don't know if I should really say fuck on the air, but.
Well, you can. I mean, you didn't make your show rated G on Blog Talk. You actually are. Facebook's a different ball game.
Yeah.
The lightning bolts from the Facebook gods could strike us down forever.
So I shouldn't have said that. F-bomb struck.
Forgive us, Facebook gods.
Oh, God, I know. But that's it for his problem. And you know what, Tamika? If you were with him right now as his number one girl, he would still be cheating on you.
You'd just be number one.
Yeah.
So you get a little more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Which, see, that's crap. I don't think anybody deserves ever to have.
What may ironically happen is when he's ready to crawl through crushed glass to get to you, you might not want him anymore.
That would be poetic justice.
It really, really
and
would.
And, you know, that'd be like, you know what? You suck. You shouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too little, too late.
Too much, too
Angel
little,
time.
Too late. All right. I like this. You don't see this one a lot.
No.
A little lantern to help you see clear. You know what to do, Archangel Uriel. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Exactly.
So I actually said go ahead.
Go ahead, Tamika.
No, I forgot to ask Beverly if any of them ever came up King of Hearts, because I had heard you say that in someone else's reading that that's like one of the best cards for a man to have.
No. Eris is actually a King of Spades.
What about the
And the other guy, Frank, is a diamond.
But you saw some King of Hearts on the horizon.
No, wait, I'm lying there. Frank is a club. But there is a future man for you, Tamika, that is coming in. I believe we talked of him.
I think it's somebody that you do not yet
meet. You haven't met him yet.
But you are. We'll meet him.
Yeah, I do believe your paths will cross. And Eris, he will just have, you know, what's that old saying about poop or get off the pot?
Yeah, poop, get off the pot. You snooze, you lose. You can use all sorts of little cliches and metaphors. And
you'll
all
be the one that got away. Maybe. Then again,
yeah,
could take on a duality.
That's not good either, though.
What? Where he's in business, very sharp as a spade, but in his private life, he would be like a teddy bear.
Yeah, well, but that can be scary, the duality thing, because it reminds you almost Jekyll and Hyde type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it can be that, too. But
the split personalities. Yeah, it's I would.
That's what I can usually tell.
A lot of risk-reward.
Yeah.
You got to do that risk-reward. What's the risk and what's the reward? You know, if there's too much risk and a little reward, better not to play. What that, war games?
Yeah.
It's best not to play. What an interesting game. It's best not to play or something like that.
The winning move.
The winning move is not to play. Sometimes if the risk outweighs the reward, it's better not to go down that road.
Yeah, true.
But that's easier to said than
so
done.
So, Tamika, always wonderful to hear from
wunderbar,
you.
Wunderbar.
We're taking this journey with you. We are. So please know we feel very invested.
Yeah, and if you were you'd have a lot of good miles, and we like that.
We
welcome our frequent flyers here on the Psychic Love Doctor.
And that's
show.
What you are.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, well, honey, talk to you hopefully soon.
Yeah, you know where to. She obviously knows where to find us, so that's cool.
Yes.
All right, darling. Have a great
thank you.
Rest of the week.
Yeah, it's hump day, so we're over to hump.
Okay, thank you, hun.
Thank you, Ron. Put you back on hold so you can continue listening to the show if you desire.
Yeah, maybe some Facebookers. And we'll do them, but then I think we'll likely end on time. So if we don't get
No problem. Got some viewers in here.
Now, Karen had said she wanted a reading.
Yeah, but that was like 400,000 years ago. And I don't know if I can even scroll back to that part.
Okay, we'll see if somebody...
She says... We'll talk about Karen. Oh, Gail. Gail from Montreal, Quebec.
Hello, Gail.
I think I saw her question before. She said, and I think it wasn't real recent, but, you know, maybe.
Who?
She found her dad passed away.
Who?
Gail in Canada. International shout-out. It's not a happy shout-out, but...
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gail.
And I thought earlier, because I was looking for her question, I thought earlier she mentioned something about suicide. And I thought it was May, but she'll tell us here. And I can type faster.
You know, Gail, you can call us on Facebook
Messenger. Yeah, I was telling her.
If you are in my friend's
list. Well, she's in Montreal. I don't even think it would be too terribly expensive to call us on the phone. Montreal is right across the border there in New York. Well,
we don't.
Relatively. I mean, you know, I do know. I've driven there. My woman. This is the French Canadian.
Yeah.
But I've been up there. I've been up in there. That by our neck of the woods.
All right.
Yeah, it was in May when this happened.
Well, I'm so very sorry.
So that's just a few months ago. That is recent.
Did she want?
Since there's a delay here, I can go back to when she originally put it in. She says, I'm lost without him.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know what her May 15th. Oh, there we go. She got it. She just wants to know if he's at peace finally.
Okay.
There you go. That's a great question. I'm glad you nailed it for us because that'll help. And I'm gonna extend the show, but we're not gonna go crazy tonight. I just want to extend it so we don't just get abruptly cut out.
We just want Facebookers
for people that are
now.
Listening.
Yeah, people on Facebook are the ones that are going to get my attention now because they seem to get lost in the shuffle, so to speak.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Oh, we love puns. Blah, blah, blah.
Because often we are swamped with calls.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, Gail. You know, she's been on here since the show started, so we appreciate you being patient.
And please remember, hon, I've been through extreme grief losing my husband, which will be 4 years next month.
Yeah.
It never goes away, but it changes. into, I guess, acceptance.
It depends on the person, or yeah. It's just like having like a scar that's always going to be there, but you get used to it.
And everybody grieves differently. And
sure thing.
Hopefully nobody will say to you, oh, come on, you got to start getting older.
Yeah, there isn't the official book of grieving. Mm-hmm. There is no such animal. No.
No. Yes, your father has definitely achieved peace, but he's got another little struggle here. And, you know, here's the thing. When they first pass over, they go into, well, in meditation, I mean, like mediumship, I picked up that it's spiritual orientation. And it's like where they work with people that had lives that were filled with tragedy or hardship or, you know, could have been mental illness or whatever the issue was. And it's like they're in their own little get well area. And what he's working on is that he shouldn't have done it. He should have fought harder. He's saying for you, he wished he would have fought harder to overcome, you know.
Well, it's easy to say, I guess, once you pass and you don't have the human emotions and pain.
And what do they say? Hindsight is 20/20.
Sure as hell is.
But in
Monday
general,
morning quarterbacking.
Yes, going to stay very close to you. Very close.
That hurts for the...
So if you start noticing things, like a lot of times it'll be a certain bird that'll come to your window, like every day. Birds are messengers.
I think she said his name was Mike.
Mike.
He left me a letter.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah.
Just keep on going, and she'll tell us about the letter, because there's a 20, 30-second delay here. It is what it is.
And you might notice, like, some people hear chimes, or they find pennies. And, I mean, if something seems peculiar to you that you keep seeing, it's a message from him. Yeah.
And when I do that, just keep talking. But she says, I feel him and I see birds all the time, a blue jay, and that was his favorite bird.
Oh.
And she says she finds dimes.
Look at that. Well, you are getting messages, honey, big time.
So you should, I know it's easy for us to say, but you should take comfort in this.
That's what I think.
If you can, maybe it'll take you a while. Because May is just like yesterday. May is not that
long. No, it's not that long of a time.
No.
But he's got his hand right by your shoulder. So I think that you can rely that he will stay close to you in spirit. And you might start having dreams. And I personally believe that when we have one of these kooky dreams, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All
those,
weird
I know what she's talking about.
Like if you see yourself sitting on a park bench and he's sitting there, with you, and you're sharing a conversation, I believe these things really happen.
Yep, and she did say that you got a crime because everything he said was right on. She knows she accepts his decision. He was suffering, but it's funny you said he regrets it because she knows he did. You know, I can't speak for anybody going there and then petting down the situation. We don't know if it's inoperable diseases, pain, or whatever, but, you know, they're probably thinking, I want to end this for me, but then I don't want to cause other pain to other people in it for me. So it was probably a tough decision.
I'm sure it was.
Well, obviously it has to be one of the ultimate tough decisions.
And in my trainings, over years that I've had training, I have been told that the individual who chooses to end his life or her life is not the person you knew. This was somebody else that kind of took hold. And you know what I mean? That I have a stepmother who hung herself, a best friend who jumped off a bridge, who had their, ironically, a roommate who worked in a mortuary. He killed himself. So myself, I can't bring judgment on these people, but I hear from a lot of others around me, you know, oh, he's going to hell or, you know. And to me, I don't think that's something that we should, you know, bring judgment to. Let's love them in spirit. And here is your angel card.
Yes, and here we go. And we're going to go with this. She's first time, and it was through the chat. It says, Remember who you are, Archangel Michael. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved.
And Michael, you know, is a bit of a big dog in the angel world.
Yeah, they always said he was like maybe the right hand of God somewhere or something. It depends on how you want to look at it.
He's got that huge sword, so he's your protector.
Basically, you know, there's always some of the theories about God having an army, and they said, well, he's the number one general.
Yeah.
Depends on what you believe. That's how that is. She says, that's his name, Michael James.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that he, in speaking in terms of religion rather than spirituality, I feel that he has gone into the light. He is in a place filled with love and healing and very much forgiven if forgiveness needs to be made.
Sure. And you know, Gail, I don't know a lot about phone rates, but it can't be that expensive to call from Canada.
If you want to sometime, or become a friend of mine.
Or you can become a friend of Deborah Lee, and then we'll do Messenger.
Yeah, we can have you call in on the, we have a portal here.
Yeah, Facebook. First, bottom line is we do a gazillion shows a week. You're welcome to come to every single one.
And if you find you feel better coming to talk with us, and I'm going to tell you, oh, she is added.
You added the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook. But make sure you look for
Deborah Lee.
I'll put the thing right now. Look for Deborah Lee, like I spelled it, and then do a friend request, because that way you'll be able to Facebook Messenger her when we do these shows and we open the door for Messenger. You'll have a better reading. You'll see.
For one thing, you're surrounded by very caring, compassionate people when you come to the Facebook page here. During the shows, we don't have any. What do you call them?
She did a request.
Jerks or what? Jerkwads that come to the show. These are all good people.
Oh no, the only people that come into the Facebook live viewer things are the automated scammer people. Oh, contact. They print out this big paragraph like boom. Contact me. I feel your spirit. John, you need to give me a free reading. They're trying to scam me for money.
Stay away from them.
When I see them, I typically instantly ban them from the stream.
But I was talking about the others. They're here to support.
Hi, Michael's always in there. He's us Michaels are the best.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, you know, I've known a million Mikes.
So we...
That's weird. I've known a million Mikes.
We invite you, hon, to, you know, like if you get something from this, some healing, some uplifting or, you know... If this helps, don't be a stranger. We'd love to see you every time we do a show, if you can possibly join us. So we're glad that you came to us. I felt very honored to be able to give you a reading.
And she was patient. She was here a long time.
Yes, yes.
All right, folks, we got to go. We extended the show so we could wrap up the last reading.
Yes.
We spent it on Blog Talk and we spent it on Facebook. We're going to first... We sign these off in increments. First thing we're going to do is say goodbye to our Blog Talk folks.
Okay,
anybody that just showed up.
We're sorry.
We extended the show, but we had to wrap it up quickly.
Yeah.
We have some. No, they already did. Well, sorry. They hung up when they heard that.
Well, right. So.
It is what it is.
Tomorrow's up for grabs. We'll have to see what will happen.
And our Suzanne from Oklahoma says, you're such a gift.
Oh, honey. Thank you.
We're likely to do it. You know what? Our guarantee, what do we call them guarantees? Monday is like a 99.9%. That's on News for the Soul. Friday and Saturdays are about 98%.
You and your percentage.
I'm like, I like it. You got to do that. You know, 98% now. In a couple weeks, there's going to be some travel stuff, so things are going to get weird, but that's like about 17 days from now. 16 days.
We'll pop in with
it. But it's going to be weird. It'll be different. But anyway... Just follow us. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Blog Talk. Follow us on News for the Soul for Mondays, and then you'll know.
And anybody that's out there, if you'd like more guidance, you can contact me personally on my website. And I'm running a special, by the way, this week. What? Did
I
scare you?
I didn't know that.
Huh?
I didn't know you were running a special.
Yeah, and running a special offer that'll be over. It was supposed to be over this past weekend, but we had a death in our... In our family that
okay.
kept me from pursuing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be a buy one, get one free reading. And there's a reading store, I guess it's called. So you can go there. And if you wish to speak with me, I will do my very best to get to you soonest. Also, if anybody's interested in the background of this method, I am selling my book, which was published in London by O Books. It's available on all different kinds of websites, Amazon, Books a Million. I mean, I can't even name them all. And usually at a sale price. So if you're interested, it's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. So, and as I mentioned earlier, I will be opening my...
Oh, PPU. Yeah, you know
yes,
who.
Yes. So
yes.
You can join, what do they call it? The
your student body?
Yes.
Yep.
And there will be a lot of live contact from me, too. Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
I felt that one all the way inside.
There's some WWE wrestlers go, woo-hoo.
Did
I think
they?
It might have been Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
So we're
going to
send you out into the world again with Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. This is for the Blog Talk, folks. Facebook
yep.
folks, you'll be saying bye-bye.